Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The IRS will push its April 15th tax filing deadline to May 17th. The agency and Treasury Department announced in a joint statement Wednesday. The decision comes after lawmakers asked the IRS to postpone the deadline due to what is becoming one of the most complicated tax seasons in decades. Democrats are zeroing in on raising the corporate tax from its current 21% to 28% as one of the easiest ways to find new revenue for an infrastructure package. While most senators are signaling that President Biden's next big-ticket bill must come with a way to pay for it, the White House and its allies are growing confident they can get there in part by increasing corporate taxes. AMC Movie Theaters are planning to have nearly all of its U.S. theaters open by Friday, marking a milestone for the chain that dodged bankruptcy during the pandemic. The last remaining theaters it has left to reopen are mostly in Southern California, where health officials demanded cinemas stay closed. We are USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
As the surge of illegal immigrants cross our border, the Biden administration plans to house as many as 3,000 unaccompanied children in the K. Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center in Dallas, Texas. John Clements from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the White House needs to answer some questions about setting up these so-called decompression centers.
How long will these children be here? What countries have they come from and what COVID variants have they been exposed to? Are they being tested for COVID? And if so, how is the administration handling those who test positive?
The children are believed to be mostly from Central America, with one newly arrived child identified as a six-year-old.
The convention center is in the Dallas Downtown Historic District. The Internal Revenue Service has moved back tax day this year from April 15th to May 17th. We are USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
After bouncing around the league for a few years, Dodgers third baseman Justin Turner tells MLB.com it's been worth the ride.
Yeah, it's been a roller coaster ride as far as my career has gone, but I've done a little bit of everything. I've been up and down. I've been traded. I've been non-tendered. I've been the 25th man, and I've been the all-star third baseman for the Dodgers as well. So experienced it all, but I think along the way, probably the thing that I'm most proud of is, you know, the way I carry myself and you know, the respect that I received from the guys in the locker room around me. I think that's probably the most important thing, even greater than, you know, all those numbers on the back of your baseball card.
After winning the World Series in the shortened 2020 season, the emotions continue to carry him into another World Series run.
Yeah, the emotions are pretty high, obviously. Being from Los Angeles, growing up in Southern California, knowing the void of championships that have been going on here for 33 years, and being able to bring that trophy back home, not just for the players and staff, but, you know, the organization, the fans, the ownership, it's been huge. And there's been a lot said already about, you know, what it's going to be like, what it takes to repeat. We know it hasn't been done in 21 years since the Yankees did it, and we're going to embrace the challenge. We're going to show up every day and you know, try to continue to get better, continue to grow, and win as many games as we can.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, happy Thursday, America. It's Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Megan Bark joins us now. Megan, of course, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Hey, Megan, how are we doing?
Hey, Bill. Doing very well, thanks. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Boy, we got a lot to talk about here. The insanity of what's happening, this non-crisis border crisis that's going on, the mounting lies that are being thrust upon the American people with no help of George Stephanopoulos, the mainstream media. I mean, we're just we're being treated like a bunch of mushrooms kept in the dark and fed you know what, right?
That's a good way to put it. That's how I feel. I saw a tweet from Daryl Issa this morning, who is either former or current California senator, and he said in California, gyms are at 10% capacity, churches are at 25% capacity, restaurants are at 30% capacity, but the border's at 700% capacity in California.
Boy, that puts that in perspective.
Right, it really does. And, you know, this is how you know that the lockdowns were absolutely a sham. Mm-hmm. If you are an illegal alien from Guatemala, Honduras, Mexico, et cetera, and you illegally cross our border, the Democrats voted against giving them a COVID test. And in the meantime, as they cross their border, they're being housed in close quarters in shipping containers. Not cages, we can't call them cages.
No.
In shipping containers. They are also opening up the Dallas Convention Center under DHS, under Biden, and they are going to house 3,000 15 to 17-year-old boys. That does, to me, does not sound like immigration. That sounds like an invasion.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're an illegal alien, you don't need a COVID test. If you're an illegal alien, you don't need a passport. But if you are an expat living abroad, or if you are traveling abroad, you need a COVID test and a passport. And so this is how we know that the lockdowns were nothing but a sham, specifically under Democrat states, because illegal aliens have much more freedoms than small business owners or Americans do in this country.
That is ridiculous. I mean, think about it. I mean, just what you just said. I mean, this is the reality. This is why I was sharing with Bruce Thatcher a moment ago, Megan Barth, and he's, he has written the best book on immigration that has ever been put out there. And, you know, and I said to him, I believe, and I'll say this to you, that it's more diabolical than we realize what's being thrust upon the American people right now. I mean, when you think about the kind of money that these people are paying, to coyotes, I mean, as much as $40,000 a head. you know, there's so much more to this that we're not understanding. And I don't think that, you know, like some people want to say, well, it's about the future Democrat voters. I think it's worse than that. I don't think that it has much to do with that. I think it has everything to do with undermining this constitutional republic down to its very lowest common denominator, which is let's just get it, let's just make it no more.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've already been promised numerous times by the Democrats, starting with Barack Obama, that they were looking to fundamentally transform this country. Chuck Schumer on a mic said, we take Georgia, we change America. And you change America by removing the border. You don't have a nation without a border. And you have to ask yourself, what is the spike in specific 15 to 17-year-old boys? Those, to me, sound like drug mules. Those,
yes,
to me,
they
sound
are.
Like they're used by the cartels.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you add the pandemic on top of it. Third world countries do not have the systems in place to combat various viruses or illnesses. And so you have to ask, how many strains of COVID now?
Yes.
We hear about the different strains that are popping up. Well, what about the new strains that will be popping up? Will this give the Democrats another reason to shut down the economy in certain states? And we see specifically that the Democrats are shipping these migrants into red states. They're shipping mm-hmm. them into, they're not only housing them, but they're releasing them into Texas, into mm-hmm. Florida, into California, which is a hard blue state. But yet they have enough problems of their own, specifically under that governor, which faces recall.
Mm-hmm.
So not only do the migrants pose a financial strain on our system, but they also pose a health care strain on our system. And it gives then the Democrats carte blanche with these new strains that might appear in order to return to their disastrous lockdown policies. Based on a new COVID variant.
I mean, it's like they're releasing human missiles of contagion throughout our country, throughout the interior. I mean, no COVID test, no responsibility whatsoever. And of course,
no tracing.
And the mainstream media is totally complicit in all this. I mean, they're just flat out ignoring and not even reporting on this, Megan.
Well, no. And, you know, Bill, back in 2015 or 16 now, might be 17, I wrote specifically on the deadly diseases related to legal and illegal immigration.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was tuberculosis, where we were seeing spikes in tuberculosis in Tennessee, Minnesota, Ohio, Indiana, et cetera. And the CDC buried that evidence of the tuberculosis spike in order to not and this was uncovered by Judicial Watch through
mm-hmm.
FOIA requests.
Right.
They found emails between CDC officials basically saying, bury the spikes in tuberculosis because we do not want to, I guess, pejoratively assign these third world diseases to the third world migrant.
The
CDC was more worried about political correctness than it was health. And quite frankly, when I wrote that article, the viral and deadly diseases of legal and illegal immigration, I stopped listening to the CDC.
Yeah, right. Well, exactly. Because you realize the cabal that's involved here. And again, I insist, Megan, it's much more pernicious than we're really able to get our brains around. Because most fair-minded Americans are, you know, they can't even consider. They don't have the capacity to think that their very own government is selling them out.
Right. And, you know, these are the same Americans that didn't see the weaponized intelligence agencies and are now scratching their head looking at the weaponized military.
Yes.
We have a absolute cabal, as you mentioned, and not only is it a cabal, but it's corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
And it has been corrupted by politics. And that old saying, absolute power, absolutely corrupt, is indicative now. It is in our face. We see the corruption from the November election. We saw what happened there. We see the 56, I believe, executive orders now that Biden has signed going around Congress. Why even bother having Congress when he's just supposedly making law, which they have laws, executive orders. And that's
right.
Why you also see over a dozen states suing the Biden administration over the Keystone Pipeline.
Exactly. Well, I'll tell you, the pressure has to, you know, for the sake of our republic and what's left of it, Megan Barth, I mean, we have to champion the cause and not lose sight of what America is all about. If we're going to still be a government of, for, by, we the people, then we the people must mount up. We must we must come together to revolt against this wholesale takeover of a free America. Megan Barth is with us, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, and our conversation will continue on the other side of the break, coming at us at 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts 500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Hi, I'm Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ in the languages people were born to speak. The Indian government has tightened restrictions on out-of-country contributions to non-governmental organizations. New laws in some states also restrict Christians from fully practicing their faith and witnessing to others. The government's goal may be to hinder Christianity, but the Tide Ministry is determined to continue in its mission. We will persist in airing evangelistic programs in places like India so that people can hear in their own language the truth about Jesus. Our listeners compel us to persevere as they respond to being touched by the love of Jesus Christ through the Tide Ministry. One listener recently wrote, "When I listened to your program, I was blessed. My family members also listened to the program, and we are interested in learning more about Jesus Christ." To learn more about the Tide Outreach in India and how you can help spiritually hungry people hear about Jesus in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
Yeah, we the people looking for common sense, looking for the truth, the whole truth and nothing but. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we're talking with Megan Barth, founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Megan, this whole Capitol January 6th narrative, is just compounded with so much deception and narrative here. It's hard to know what to believe, and it just continues. I mean, we have National Guardsmen, we've got concertina wire, all this stuff surrounding, you know, the people's house, the people's, you know, property in the Capitol, and it just, it's like, what is going on? What is the truth about what happened there on January the 6th? Are we going to ever know that?
No, I don't think so, because as I had mentioned in our last segment, that the intelligence agencies are not only compromised, but the military is compromised as well, and that is quite evident from the Guam National Guardsmen basically storming the Capitol and surrounding Marjorie Greene's office. Could you imagine if men in uniform had taken a political position and stormed the offices of Nancy Pelosi? It would be the front, you know, page news and outrage of the mainstream media. The Capitol siege, there's a great write-up, and it's on my website, and I posted it there at ReaganBabe.com, on how, due to the fact that the FBI and military is compromised, that we may never find the truth. The FBI was known to infiltrate the Ku Klux Klan. The FBI had infiltrated white supremacist groups in Michigan and made threats against Governor Whitmer. And the questions are, did the FBI and other agencies infiltrate the peaceful protests back on January 6th?
Mm-hmm.
And all, you know, lines are leading to that conclusion, specifically when you have the FBI publishing pictures of grandmas and young teenagers in MAGA hats, doxing them and looking for these insurgents that didn't even set foot in the Capitol. But they have but they can't seem to use the same technology in order to identify an unknown male suspect who planted pipe bombs the night before at the RNC headquarters and the DNC headquarters.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
They aren't applying that technology to look at the infiltrators. Look at the men that I saw trying to bust the windows of the Capitol with chairs and batons and other things. They could have easily identified those men, and they chose not to. Instead, Christopher Wray said, oh, there was no evidence of Antifa being there. Well, that's funny, Christopher, because I saw them there.
Right, exactly.
And, so as the FBI and the Democrats continue to look away from Antifa continues to take over the streets of major cities like Portland, for example. All of a sudden, the mayor of Portland, I believe Ted Wheeler, or the governor, came out and said that people are getting tired of the violence. Well, we've been tired of the violence since the Summer of Love, which we named it, as Antifa was burning down federal buildings and police stations. And so the Democrats can't have it both ways, but they do have it both ways because of the compromised intelligence agencies and the military.
And the thing is, this is no surprise. We've known this for a long time. You've been writing about it. We know that all the three-letter agencies, and it sounds massive. It sounds like a broad brush, but they're all compromised, as you say, the three-letter agencies of our government. I mean, it's any wonder, and should say no wonder, that Donald Trump was able to accomplish what he was able to accomplish in 4 years with all this resistance, because it was an all-out cabal. It wasn't just the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi. I mean, it was all the forces coming together that we saw on display for this 2020 election that basically stole the election, you know, from the American people, that involved corporate America, the communist Chinese, and now you've got the president claiming that supposedly Russia was more involved than was earlier reported, and he's, you know, building up his chest, you know, against Vladimir Putin. Like that's meaningful, right?
Right. I mean, we spent $40 million in 2 years investigating under Robert Mueller, you know, Russian collusion, and he found absolutely zero of it. But the narrative remains. And I think Mark Twain is the author who coined the phrase, or the saying, that a lie travels around the world before the truth has a chance to put on its shoes.
Exactly.
Yeah, and the mainstream media are the arbiters of these false narratives, of lies, in order to manipulate and persuade through deception the American people. And this is really, truly what is causing the division in this country, is the absence of truth.
Exactly.
Headlines, the absence of truth in reporting. Journalism died along with Barack Obama's presidency. And we really, and honestly, quite before that, as they continued to protect Democrats in power and not expose Democrats. We want journalists to be independent and objective. And yet what we have now is punditry, which has led to the decline of civility in this country.
Well, it's a violation of the U.S. Constitution. Our founding fathers never expected and did not have with intent of our First Amendment right to protect a free press to the point that it can just obliterate, you know, set principles, foundational principles that hold to the truth. The truth is paramount here, and when it's abandoned, you've got the America that you have right now. We're so splintered that it's really difficult, Megan. I mean, look at how much time you and I are having to spend to bifurcate and break this all down. The everyday American who's busy surviving right now, dodging, you know, COVID bullets, so to speak, they don't have time to. All they know is that this doesn't make sense, and they've got to be busy about, you know, putting food on the table and surviving right now.
Well, in another report that came out, Washington Post issued a huge retraction yesterday or the day before, whereby they published something using, of course, anonymous sources. They did not vet these sources. They did not corroborate the claims that Donald Trump told the Secretary of State of Georgia, Brett Raffensperger, to find the fraud. The Democrats actually used that supposed conversation between the Secretary of State and then President Trump in their impeachment trials, their third impeachment trial. Now Washington Post months later comes out and said that they can't corroborate it. It basically was manufactured. And it was not only manufactured by the Georgia Secretary of State, it was manufactured by the assistant Georgia Secretary of State, Jordan Fuchs, who is a supposed Republican. So this shows you that Democrat and Republican politicians that feared Trump because he was going to tip over their powerful apple cart would lie to the mainstream media, and the mainstream media would happily lap it up in order to create the narrative that the Democrats would then use and spread the lie in our house.
Yes.
In order to impeach a then private citizen for something he never said and never did.
And shame on the mainstream media, you know, for allowing this lie to even, you know, to last this long. And somehow they're going to claim some sort of credibility or a re-grasp of credibility when they come back. And I mean, there's a lot of ink between then and now that's ignored, Megan, to excuse this kind of malpractice.
Well, it is malpractice, and it has created this incivility. It has created this divide. And so when President Trump referred to the mainstream media as the enemy of the people, hate to say it, but he was right again.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what we found to be consistent with this president. He's more right than wrong. But, of course, you know, the mainstream media and others, and the people are left to, you know, think what they may. And meanwhile, you know, we still have the reports against Trump. Still 90% of what's reported on Trump is negative, right? And he's no longer even the president, but he still gets negative press.
Absolutely. And they will continue to haunt him for as long, especially now that he's floating that he might run in 4 years.
Exactly. Well, you know, Donald Trump remains a threat to their status quo and to their utopia that they're building. And that's, it's not only Donald Trump, but it's the 75 million people that voted for Donald Trump that still believe in a constitutional republic.
Amen.
Amen. There it is. Megan Barth, founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. That's where you want to go for more information. You might also want to check out at her website, a Stanford medical professor. He's reporting that lockdown's the worst public health mistake in the last 100 years. Read it and weep, as they say. Megan, thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Indeed knows unexpected demand can stretch your business thin.
Leon speaking.
Like at Leon's Plumbing.
Sorry, quickest we can get there is next Friday.
To stay out of hot water, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The IRS will push its April 15th tax filing deadline to May 17th. The agency and Treasury Department announced in a joint statement Wednesday. The decision comes after lawmakers asked the IRS to postpone the deadline due to what is becoming one of the most complicated tax seasons in decades. Democrats are zeroing in on raising the corporate tax from its current 21% to 28% as one of the easiest ways to find new revenue for an infrastructure package. While most senators are signaling that President Biden's next big-ticket bill must come with a way to pay for it, the White House and its allies are growing confident they can get there in part by increasing corporate taxes. AMC Movie Theaters are planning to have nearly all of its U.S. theaters open by Friday, marking a milestone for the chain that dodged bankruptcy during the pandemic. The last remaining theaters it has left to reopen are mostly in Southern California, where health officials demanded cinemas stay closed. We are USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com. You know, with spring in the air and warm weather just around the corner, I know some of us can't wait for the warm weather to come. Many of us are looking to tackle a few home improvement projects. Well, what about upgrading your home internet? Thought about that? Well, with connectivity more important than ever, we have Andrew Testa with us, Verizon's resident 5G expert, here to talk about a new wireless home broadband option. Andrew, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, let's talk 5G. It's here, home internet. How does it exactly work in our homes?
Absolutely. So, you know, as you mentioned, you know, connectivity at home these days, Super critical and super important, you know, whether you're working from home, you've got the kids doing maybe virtual school, or you're just streaming to stay entertained. So I'm super excited to tell you about 5G Home. What this is, it's a super fast wireless broadband solution, and it's delivered over 5G ultra wideband. So it uses this new millimeter wave technology. And it's just fantastic. It's just a great option, especially those who are frustrated with, you know, any buffering or if you've got a spotty connection. And we just announced 10 new cities today. So now we've got, up to 28 cities, available for the service. So, super excited about it.
Well, that's exciting. I mean, we've been seeing, you know, the 5G coming in as far as our cell phone usage is concerned, and that's been a night and day switch. So the great stuff that we've been seeing happening with our cell phones is now waiting to happen in our residences. And it couldn't be at a better time, as you say, as the need for internet broadband at home has just been growing exponentially.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, there's some really great benefits to switching to 5G home. So one of the things that I think is just so important, as you mentioned, as we're all streaming so much, is that there's no data limits, right? So this is truly unlimited broadband. There's no throttling. There's no caps. So no limit story about there. And it's super fast. So, you know, you can experience speeds up to 1 gigabit per second. So, you know, plenty of bandwidth to go around for the whole family. And it's super affordable too, right? So if you are a Verizon customer, it's just $50 a month. And, you know, if you're not a Verizon customer, $70 a month, with taxes and fees included. So, some really good stuff.
What are we discovering as far as reliability here, Andrew? Very solid?
Yeah, so, you know, if you're a Verizon customer, you know Verizon, reliability is a trademark. It's something we take a ton of pride in delivering. And so 5G Home, it's really no exception. You know, as you mentioned, 5G Home, it relies on that same technology you would find in a 5G powered phone. So, you know, whether it's, you know, the iPhone 12 or the S21 or the Google Pixel 5, that same technology. So, you know, what we've done here is we've really built a network that all the tech gadgets in your house can connect to that Wi-Fi and super reliably.
Yep, exactly. Well, we're talking with Andrew Testa, spokesperson for Verizon's Consumer Group, where he leads local area communications for the company. He's Verizon's resident 5G expert. He's responsible for telling Verizon's 5G story and how this new technology is going to be a game changer for all of us, how we as a society will live, work, and play. And for some, it's changing rapidly. Others, we just have to be a little bit patient, but it's getting out there, isn't it?
Oh, it most definitely is. You know, as I mentioned, you know, we've got 10 new cities. We're up to 28 cities and continuing to expand. So, you know, trying to get this into to have as many folks as we can experience, you know, how great this service is.
How easy is it to set up?
That's a great question. And, you know, one of the best things about this is that the setup is just so easy. You just open the box. You put the device up on your window to connect to the network, and then boom, your home is totally connected. No one has to come into your home. No waiting for the cable person to come in to connect you. It's really just that simple.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know that, we're streaming now more than ever, current conditions being what they are. Can 5G Home really handle all the bandwidth we're using?
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, if you're anything like me, you're doing a ton of streaming. You know, I've got my kids, they're streaming Disney Plus, and, you know, I'm working from home, and, you know, it's at night we're streaming movies away, right?
So, yes.
You know, what's great about 5G Home, there is so much bandwidth to go around. Again, speeds up to a gigabit per second. So absolutely, you know, we can handle all the streaming that you can, throw our way.
And what was that like, Andrew, I should say, what was that like for you and your family? You know, you hear the prospects of 5G, you go, you flip the switch, and then you start see it operating. What was that like for you?
Oh, it was just, you know, it's just an amazing experience. You know, like I said, the setup is just so easy and it's so seamless, that, you know, and I think it's an exciting thing to be part of, you know, the new technology as well. So, you know, very, very cool experience. And again, so easy.
Mm-hmm. A lot of smiling faces around your household when we don't have any interruption with the internet, any stuttering going on. It is seamless, just the way we always thought it should be, and probably even more so because you know, we've gotten used to some of the inequities, but now with 5G, it's a whole new world, isn't it?
Oh, it most certainly is, and I would say the future is here. Mm-hmm. Folks can experience this right now. This is just super, super exciting, and we'll continue to expand and roll this out. But this is just very, very exciting news, I think. For customers and for society that we're just going to continue to transform.
How long are we talking about, Andrew, before everybody can rely on 5G in their homes?
Yeah, this is something we're just continuing to expand. I don't know that I've got a specific time frame for you, but just know we want as many customers as possible to be able to experience 5G home. And so we'll just continue to share that news as we have it.
And, of course, there is a website that they can go to and check out to see if their home is covered by the new service. And they can learn more about 5G Home by visiting. Go ahead and tell them the website, if you would, Andrew Testa.
Absolutely. So check whether your home is covered by the new service. You can learn more all about what I've talked about today. You can visit Verizon.com/5G Home.
What a great way to upgrade and to take a look at a few home improvement projects this time in this season here, and with lots of good news behind it. Andrew Testa has been with us. He's Verizon's resident 5G expert. Andrew, again, we thank you for the time. Appreciate all the information. And as we wrap up one more time, give them the website. They can go for more information.
Absolutely. Verizon.com/5G home. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts 500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts, too. Even threaten your home or business. Don't take on the IRS alone. If you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. The experts at Optima specialize in a powerful IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop the IRS from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for your free consultation.
Call 800-498-3622. 800-498-3622. 800-498-3622.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Now,
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
We're back with the America 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Dr. Ted Baer from MovieGuide.org joins us now. Dr. Ted, how are we doing, buddy?
We're doing great because I'm talking to you. That always makes the midweek a lot better.
Oh, you always make my day. You're just such a stellar gentleman, and I love you for your attitude. It's always uplifting, and you know, here we are, you know, about 10 days away from a wonderful holiday and Easter Sunday. I can't wait for it, as we've been leading up to it during the Lenten season and all. And you know, it's just been a great season. I believe this has probably been one of the better Lenten seasons that I've been able to enjoy myself personally.
That's beautiful. Well, I always fast during Lent. I used to fast by eating nothing, literally, when I was in seminary, and then I decided that I would try to add fruit juices because Bill Bright suggested that.
Yes, exactly.
You know, I always wondered how Bill Bright could fast and still be so pudgy. Well, fruit juices just blow you up like a balloon. So
a lot of sugar in those fruit juices. That's right.
then I tried other things, and now I just give up the news. So you know, don't ask me any news. What's happening in the world? Who's the president? Who? I don't care.
Yeah.
And I give up salt, and I give up whiskey, which is really hard. I mean, that's the hard one, especially on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, without a doubt. Hey, let's talk about this movie, Yes Day. I mean, interesting concept. Let's have one day where the family gets together and the parents can only say yes to their children for one whole day. That's the premise of the movie, right?
Well, it's a cute, adorable movie, and, you know, it promotes family time. And, of course, saying yes is not always easy. The parents decide that they're always saying no. You know, and I have four kids and 14 grandkids, and you say, no, don't touch that, no, don't do that, no, do, you know, you constantly do that. So Allison and Carlos find themselves promising to say yes, and the kids don't think they can do it, and it is very tough, which is what makes it enjoyable, because it's an impossible dream, and it's wonderful. The whole movie is absolutely terrific, and we've interviewed the stars, and we've interviewed the people, and we just we think it's a very fun, enjoyable family movie.
Jennifer Garner, again, she's precious as all get out, isn't she?
She is, and she's doing more and more strong faith-based
mm-hmm. material. This one is not with a faith-based studio, but it's got a lot of faith in it. And she did an interview, which you can watch on movieguide.org, talking about going to church and why she goes to church. So that's with my daughter, Evelyn Bear Carroll. So if you want to watch that, go on to Movie Guide.
Well, that's good. Just a real quick synopsis, if you don't mind, on that interview with Jennifer, why she said that she goes to church.
Well, you know, everybody is going through. I don't have the details of why she's going to church. Her life turned around a couple of years ago. Of course, she went through a miserable divorce.
Exactly.
And that can always drive people crazy. But it didn't drive her crazy. It drove her back into faith. And I think she's exploring her faith. So I think, you know, she needs growth. Listen to the interview. Pray for
her. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and pray for all of us. But as you say, Yesterday, funny, enjoyable movie, contains strong, morally uplifting values about loving one another and giving to the family. You know, this is going to be a great, you know, conversation, a great discussion amongst family members who are able to enjoy the movie together, right?
It is. It's going to be wonderful. And there are a lot of good movies coming out. They always come out at Easter time. One of the movies we're not talking about is Resurrection. We can talk about it next week, which is Mark and Roma's new movie that came out of the Bible. But on Easter Day, because you mentioned Easter, Movie Guide has a special on the Reels channel, which is Movie Guide Movies That Inspire. It's sort of our gala package for the Reels channel. And it movies that inspire you to a deeper faith when during Lent, but during your whole life. And movies that inspire you to a better life and a better family life and a better professional life. So it's a fun way of taking our winners and making and highlighting what the inspirational themes are.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, another thing that you addressed at movieguide.org is regular Bible reading, the best way for children to grow and sustain their faith. That seems quite obvious, doesn't it?
It does seem obvious, but, you know, I've been teaching. I was head of a department at City University of New York in the late 70s. We got 60 professors together and developed the first media literacy course. And really, we set the, you know, the bar for media literacy. And then I put a biblical basis for it. But it's very good. It's very solid. And, of course, when I'd give my lectures, which I gave all over the world, Germany, Japan, Korea, everywhere, India, South America, North America, all the continents. But when I give my lectures on, you know, teaching your children to be culture-wise, media-wise, and just wise in terms of their choice, I'd always make an aside, well, here's all the things that you can do. Teach them to ask the right questions, who's the hero, who's the villain, all these things, which are actually at the end of our article on the Bible.
Right.
And then I'd say, you know, as an aside, all of the research, now this is thousands of hours, now there's 500,000 studies when I was head of the department at Berkeley in the early 2000s, thousands of hours of studies say that just reading to your kids 5 minutes a day is worth all of the exercise. Now, don't tell anybody this. Bill, you shouldn't have brought up this article because I sell the MediaWise family book. My wife's just done a book on successful parenting. Mm-hmm. And really, they should read those books and teach their children the details of media wisdom. But if they want to have a shortcut, read the Bible. Then read my book.
Yeah, exactly. It all reinforces. It goes hand in glove. I mean, this is all stems from a new report by Lifeway Research that shows that the best way for a child to maintain his faith through adolescence and into adulthood is by creating a habit of regular Bible reading. I mean, after all, it was God himself said, train up a child in a way it shall go and it'll never depart, right? I mean, this is, I find myself at times when I lose my way or start thinking maybe I know better, I come back to those first principles, and those first principles involve the Word of God clearly.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And and according to survey, most church-going Protestant parents of young adults say their kids grew up to be Christians, but half of them don't actually practice the Christian faith, according to their parents. And one of the biggest factors predicting their spiritual health as young adults is whether or not they read the Bible regularly as kids. So something to take note of. So a little bit of a shortcut, but you definitely want to read Ted's books and his wife's books on parenting, because this will help reinforce the lessons and teach you well and your children as well. So how do we
all of those questions in those articles, right? Mm-hmm. When you ask who is the hero and what is his motivation, et cetera, of course, some heroes are motivated to seek revenge,
right.
Some heroes are motivated to kill, maim, and mutilate. So you have to have the biblical standard underneath it. If you don't have that plumb line, mm-hmm. Finding out the hero, the villain, the plot, the story, all those different things makes no difference, because if you don't have a plumb line, then what difference does it make if he's seeking revenge or not? Well, it makes a big difference, and and you can look at the characters in the Bible, especially Jonah and others, and say, well, Jonah, this may not be such a good idea as God told him.
Maybe
you're not in charge of them.
Right. Well, and these are critical questions that will serve you well, whether it has to do with issues of the Bible or anything else that you would come in contact with. These are great foundational questions. Dr. Ted, I did also want to address how much this other article, how much do you know about the mother of cinema?
Well, there are a lot of early pioneers in cinema who are making full-length feature films. This is one of the most delightful stories. Alice Guy Blaché, who was French, who worked with the Lumière brothers. Of course, they made a passion play in 1897. Whether your audience knows it or not, that people were also making feature films in the 1890s. And the reason we didn't know that for years is because when they submitted them for trademark or copyright, either one, and I'm an attorney, the Library of Congress, they couldn't afford to submit the 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 reels. Mm. So they would just submit a couple of clips.
Oh,
uh-huh. So up until maybe 10, 15 years ago, because I was head of the Department of Berkeley, blah, 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 everybody talked about the filmmakers from the 1910s and who invented Hollywood. But actually the people who invented Hollywood, like Alice Guy Blaché, who invented the feature films, who made some of the great feature films, started out way before that in the 1890s, and there were 3 passion plays and several nativity stories, and there were a lot of great movies with a lot of great... I wrote an article for a famous international scholastic journal, and they wanted me to talk about fantasy in film, and I was talking about the turn of the 20th century in this period of time, and they said, no, fantasy and film started with Wizard of Oz. It was some Harvard professor who didn't even know what film was.
Right,
so,
exactly.
Don't trust the fake Harvard professors.
Well, right? There it is. Well, we got about a minute left, Ted. I did want to talk about the Courier, which is based on a true story, right?
Well, The Courier is a great film. It's for a little bit older audiences. It's a great film because it's one, it's very popular, it's very well made, it's excellent. It's Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah.
If you could say that 3 times fast, you're doing well.
Exactly. Well, he is the CEO of Movie Guide, the founder and publisher. Dr. Ted Baer has been with us. MovieGuide.org is where you want to go for all the information. Ted, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you for sharing with us. Take care.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to AvidBiotech.Trends when you text the word trend to 48542.
We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
Frustrated?